A következő műsor megtekintése 18 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Of Bane in America is like the poison of something, something that destroys something. And we thought that was really kind of a strong name. And we wanted something short, one word that would look good on a t-shirt. And then Aaron Dalbeck, he's a comic book guy, and he said it's also a comic book character. He's a villain, and he broke Batman's back. He broke Batman right over his knee. And I said, yeah, let's name the band that. We thought that was pretty cool. Most of my influences and inspiration came from hardcore music and traditional sort of Youth Crew style, Gorilla Biscuits, Youth of Today, Killing Time, the Cro-Mags, things like that. But the interesting thing about Bane is you're going to get a different answer from him, and you would get a different answer from everyone in the band. It was sort of a lot of different influences came together to form Bane.
Yeah, I had more of like a metal background. I, you know, listened to like Pantera and, you know, what, Faith No More, stuff like that. But, you know, then I loved bands like Judge and Burn, these hardcore bands that kind of crossed me over into what they were doing, and just came together, and kind of that's where our music comes from, of those.
Right, the bands that were influencing Aaron Dalbeck when Bane started, bands like Lifetime and Turning Point, were bands that I never listened to. I didn't know anything about them at that time, you know? And there were a lot of hardcore bands that he didn't know about that were a big deal to me, a lot of metal bands that he loved that I had never heard about. And in joining Bane, we've all sort of fed off each other a little bit. Yeah, taken from each other's influences. And I think it's made for a band that doesn't sound like any one thing, you know? When you listen to Bane, you can't say, oh, they sound exactly like this band. It's a meeting of a lot of different influences.
Hey, the camera!
We started in 1995 in a city called Worcester, Massachusetts. We started as a side project to a band called Converge. Some members of that band wanted to do something a little more traditional hardcore style. So we started as a side band and played shows locally. And then slowly but surely we started to leave our safety net, our little nest of Massachusetts, started to do weekends, started to do tours, put out records. And then the member of Converge left Converge to concentrate on Bane. And we've just been a band ever since for many, many years now.
About, yeah, what, like 16 years
ago. Yeah.
16 years we've been together, so.
But the first couple of years were very slow. We didn't tour. We just were putting out 7-inch records. And in 1998, things started to sort of take off. And we've basically been touring ever since.
Get up here with us! Move up!
Away! Sorry it took us so long to get back here. I feel like maybe some of you in the back are mad at us. Don't be mad. We're here. Come in. Come be a part of this. We're super excited to be here. It's one of our favorite cities in all the world to come play.
We came here on our first tour ever in the year 2000. And we were a pretty small band then, and a lot of the shows we were playing were very small. Maybe 20, 30 kids coming, and we were just doing the best that we could, and we came to Hungary, and the show was definitely the best show of the whole tour. There was probably 100 and plus people there. Everyone knew the songs. Kids all went crazy, and I think you could just tell on stage how thankful we were, how surprised we were, and just thankful. We felt very connected with the kids here in the city. And every time we've come back since, there's just been this, I feel like we have this relationship built with the kids here. They seem to understand our band, and they understand the energy that we appreciate live, and they sing the songs with all their hearts. So every time we are touring Europe, the first thing we think of are we going back to Budapest? In the last two tours, we weren't able to come here. It was very sad for us, so we're excited to be back. We love it here. We think the kids here are the best.
Let's go.
Sings that, who screams those words with us, takes a second every once in a while to think about what we're screaming about, and can we start again?
I think I felt a little bit more. When I tend to listen to music in general, I tend to listen to the music more than the lyrics. And a lot of hardcore music is lyrically driven towards a certain point of view. And I kind of just followed the aggression of the music more than the meaning of the music, so to say. So I think for me, just, you know, I fell into this hardcore scene because I could go to these shows and concerts and get out, you know, get out all the frustration that I had for that, you know, week or year or month or whatever it was, you know. So I kind of went more for the music, just being able to scream my head off and go crazy if I wanted to, more than, you know, the...
We're screaming about a better way. We're screaming about not letting bullshit keep young kids from being involved in this. It's about breaking down the walls. No cliques, no little cool groups. This is about one big open community that welcomes the new kids, that invites them.
Yeah, it just meant that you were kind of outcast a little bit in the social circles of high school, and being a young teenager, you weren't interested in fitting in and being with the cool guys and just trying to live a lifestyle that was that was a little bit alternative, you know, to think a little bit deeper about the decisions you make and the things that you do. And sometimes that extended into the food you ate or the drugs you did or didn't do, even where you spent your money. I'd like to think that for me, being a hardcore kid meant I was a little more intellectually driven to, like, take a stand against things, to fight for things that you believe in. You know, hardcore is a very opinionated style of music. The lyrics really challenge you to think and to make decisions and to take stands against things. And when you're young, that's exciting. You feel like you can try to take over the world, you know? You feel like you can really fight. And, I've just had that in me ever since, you know? Kind of, like, brought me to where I am today. To still try to act somewhat rebelliously and to be conscious about the things I make and the impact that I make on the world, things like that. You know, hardcore just asks you just not to be a typical consumer, somebody who just believes everything that gets pushed down your throat, who just accepts what the government tells you or what your teachers are telling you or what the church tells you. It asks you to think beyond that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's for me what being a hardcore kid was.
They had a long day. Give them all the love you can when they get up here, please. This is for them. It's called Anti Up. Yeah.
So far, each record has reflected where we're at in our lives at that time. That I couldn't write the same record now that I wrote 10 years ago. I'm in a different person. We're all in different places. I think the songs we write reflect where we're at in this point in our lives. And we don't worry too much about what happened before.
Just life, death, relationships falling apart, realizing, you know, just figuring life out, figuring out that life is hard, just living every day, the things that you go through. Some are positive and some are negative, and just what helps me to deal with a lot of the things that I suffer through in this life is to write it down, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about being able to be a singer in this band is they let me write about anything that I want, as angry or as sappy. They just let me express myself completely in it. I feel like if I didn't have that, I would have gone crazy in my life. I mean, yeah. It's really been good for me.
It's weird how the happier that our members are, the less we write.
So true.
If like somebody goes through a dramatic experience, you know, whatever, a breakup or a friend, you know, passes away, or you know, friend dies, it's like the music just starts flowing, and we just start writing music, you know? But if we're all happy and everything in life is good, we just kind of stay happy and don't really get together much except for the tour.
Yeah.
So it's...
There are times where I think, God, if I had to write 5 songs right now, I wouldn't know what to write about. I mean, everything is okay right now. I don't have a lot of things to write about. The music comes first, yep. Usually. Usually they'll have a song and I'll try to fit the lyrics to it. And the music is very collaborative. These guys all work together. Nobody comes to a practice and says the song is going to be exactly like this. They have ideas, they'll have a structure for a song, and then everyone kind of gives their opinions and shapes the song and tries to make it as good as it can possibly be. He helps me with the lyrics all the time. He's a great help as far as the way the singing goes. He's much better at that stuff than me, has a better ear for melody than I have. So it's a very trusting process. You know, we've been writing songs together now for a very, very long time. We don't do it often, but when we do it, we take it very seriously, and we trust each other now. We trust each other. You know, we've learned what each other are good at, you know? Like in the studio, I don't like to sing the songs if he's not right there in the next room. I need him there. He makes me feel comfortable. He knows where my strengths are. He knows where I need to be pushed harder. And it's the same thing in the writing process. We all sort of do that, prod each other, push each other to do as well as we can do, to not just accept things that are maybe okay or, it's all right. No, we throw that out and we try to make it as best as we can make it. And I hope we do that soon. I really do.
We've been talking about The Boat ever since. It was a show that really stood out for us. It's kind of crazy to be back up here. This is much, much better. We appreciate your energy, you guys up front. We don't know what you're doing back there. We'd love you to come in for these last few songs. I wrote this song as a thank you to the people out there who have made it possible for this band to continue doing the thing that we love, which is to get on stage and to play these songs that mean the world to us, and to have people sing and dance or just hang out and give us a little bit of their time. We've lived an incredible, lucky life to be able to do this for as long as we have, to be able to do it all over the world, and we try not to lose track of how lucky and how thankful we are. And it's not just to the kids who know us, who've been supporting us for a long time, but everyone new who's checking us out for the first time, who's opened their mind to our antics. We really want to say thank you. And thank you never really feels like enough, so I wrote this song called Speechless. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, we tour. We'll play shows, but we don't write new songs. Yeah. You know, so like, you know, it's got to, something in my life has got to be crazy for me to sit down with a guitar and have to get this frustration out. I got to write this song. If I just try to sit down and write a song when I'm happy, then it just doesn't come out correctly.
It sounds
correctly,
forced. It sounds fake. It sounds like it's not real. Hardcore mostly comes from anger and aggression, so you need that to like light the fire. And I love that about our band, is we don't get together and say, oh God, we have to write a record, it's been too long, and then you just write these things that don't come from an honest place, that we wait. We wait for the moment to feel right. You know, last year we wrote one song. We recorded one song, but it's a very good song that we're very proud of. And now, maybe this summer, we'll write four, maybe six, something like that.
Just the way we work. We just always work. We've been a band for 15 years, and we only have...
We have three records.
We have three records and, like, some 7 inches, you know?
Our last record came out 8 years ago, in 2005. And we're lucky that people still love those songs, and we're still able to tour, and we still stay somewhat relevant in the hardcore scene. And we're not forced. We don't have a label. We don't have a manager. We don't have, like, some business sense of, oh, fuck, it's been too long. We have to go write a record. We just wait until it feels right. And if we want to write one song or if we want to write four songs, that's what we do. We just didn't want to be, like, one thing. We didn't want to sound like one thing. Once we realized that what worked for us is just sort of following our hearts and not worrying about trying to be a hardcore band or a youth crew band or anything, just, like, write what makes sense to us. And if it's metal, that's great. If it's sad and it uses pianos or it uses very melodic singing, we'll do that. If it needs a, you know, brutal breakdown, we'll do that. We just sort of followed this voice in our hearts instead of worrying about what maybe people were expecting of us, what a hardcore band is supposed to sound like. You know, we didn't worry about that.
Just reflect life, I think, at the time that we're writing the record, you know?
Exactly. Oh, it's so sad. There's not a lot to tell. We really don't rehearse. We get together to write songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well...
it's crazy.
If we're not writing a record, then we'll... I bet in the 15 years that we've been a band, maybe like 10 times have we ever gotten together before a tour and said, let's practice the set.
If we have a new member that we need to teach the songs to, then maybe we'll rehearse. I mean, I won't rehearse, but you'll go travel and teach them the songs. But the last time that we said, hey, let's get together for practice, over 10 years ago for sure. We never practice. We tour a lot. We play a lot of shows, and these guys are very talented musicians, so we stay tight. And some songs that we don't play live just get lost. There are probably over 10 Bane songs that we don't know how to play because we just haven't, we don't practice, so they get, if we don't play them live, get lost. We just want to just see our friends here in Budapest. The last time we came, you know, 40 of them drove to Vienna. They drive to come and see us. If we're not coming to them, they come to see us. So it's good to be back. We hope that this venue is a little bigger than we normally play, but we hope that they're going to come out and get crazy with us. That's the program, is just come and have fun.
Goes out to the Budapest Sundance. Yeah.
Let's go!